Hey y'all, it's your host Fatima, and let me talk to y'all real quick. I just wanted to check in before we dive into this conversation and just say that this podcast is really meant to be a very honest space, and I'm gonna keep it real with you. The topic of today's conversation, which is losing motivation and gaining inspiration, really did hit home for me while I was making this podcast episode because I hit so many points where I was like, the work I'm putting in is not paying off. Things weren't working out the way I wanted them to. Things didn't sound the way I wanted them to. But all things considered, I still think that it's important for me to put this episode out, flaws and all, because that's the purpose of this space. We're here to inspire. We're here to overcome hard situations and not mistake them for failure. So as critical as I can be of myself and my work, as I'm becoming more acclimated to podcasting again and I'm waiting on new equipment, there will be a few audio lags and things of that nature. But every single episode, I will be working to make this podcast experience better for you. So thank you guys so much for your patience, your understanding, and your support. And I hope you enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to the Inspiring Young Minds podcast, which aims to inspire and start potentially life-changing conversations. Regardless of your story, your passions, or your mindset, with a variety of points of views, information, and backgrounds, this podcast hopes to inspire young listening minds through the inspiring young mind of me, your host, Fatima, and any guests who speak with me on this journey. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh, smile, but most importantly, figure out ways to learn truths about yourself and how you inspire the world around you. Welcome to episode one of the Inspiring Young Minds podcast. Y'all, I'm so excited to be back on here. For my old listeners, thank you for tuning back in. You know, this is really overwhelming, but it's really exciting for me because, as many of y'all know, this is something I've been waiting to get back onto like for such a long time, and it's finally happening. So I'm really excited and I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I can't wait to see like what comes from this and what conversations we hold. For my new listeners, thank y'all for giving me your time and opening your ears and your hearts to me. And I hope that I can make a lasting impact on you. I hope this podcast makes a lasting impact on you. And hopefully you all continue to tune in. Before we get into today's conversation, I want to go over some really important housekeeping. This is a bi-weekly podcast in which every episode I'm going to highlight an inspiring young mind. Someone who inspires me in their purpose, their work ethic, and in their creative or professional journeys. This week's Inspiring Young Mind is Moon Wary, a conceptual photographer based in Los Angeles, California. From the words of Moon herself, many don't know this, but most of my work is inspired by music. I connect my work to music because I want my pieces to be seen, felt, and heard. I've had the pleasure of meeting and speaking to Moon myself, and I can honestly say that this girl is such an inspiration for me and so many other people. I've witnessed her work ethic, her drive, and her creativity flourish, and I wish her nothing but the most amazing opportunities in Cali. If you're in the LA area and you're looking for a photographer, definitely hit her up. Her Instagram is at jilikemoon, that's J-H-I-L-I-K-E-M-O-O-N. All right, so let's get into today's conversation. I thought that this would be a great way to start off this podcast because inspiration looks so different for everyone, but we're all looking to find inspiration in everything we do. And when we're properly inspired, I feel like we create better work and we just tend to work harder overall. So what is inspiration and how do we convince ourselves not to give up when we feel like we're out of options? How do you tap into your most productive self if you don't know where to start? For me, sometimes I'll have like a really high point, whether that's in photography or maybe writing for a film. I have a really, really high point. I might come up with a concept and successfully plan a shoot for a couple weeks, and then after it's executed, I might just get stuck and not know where to go from there. And it's really easy for me to get to the point where I'm like, oh, how did I just do something so great? Or how did I just complete a big goal of mine and then have nothing else to offer? I had to remind myself to bounce back. And when I say that, I mean, instead of just telling myself I'm unmotivated and just sitting in that, I have to force myself to figure out why I'm feeling that way and start taking the steps to get back to where I need to be. Because it's very possible to do well on a project or complete something and then do it again. It's also important for me to understand that sometimes the things that are happening maybe in my personal life outside of whatever it is I'm trying to get done can have an impact on my lack of motivation as well. So if you're going through a hard time or maybe you're, you know, dealing with depression or any other disabling feelings or things that make you just not feel like yourself, that could easily affect how you perform in your work and how efficiently you get things done. And I know it's so easy to say I'm a failure or I'm so lazy or I'm not getting anything done, but that type of language is not really helpful in you getting back to where you need to be. That language is very limiting and really doesn't consider what things can do to you mentally that kind of stop you from being able to be as maybe productive as you want to be. I've learned that I am allowed to grieve and I'm allowed to be sad and have bad days. But for me, if I stay there too long, I might not be able to revive myself. So it's really imperative that I take every single step necessary in order to make sure I can get out of it as quickly as possible. Your lowest points can be the moments when optimism and hopefulness can really have the most pull and the most power in your life. And it's really hard to get to the point where you're always looking at the glass half full and you're always positive. And like, things like that don't seem very realistic. Like, you're never going to be positive 100% of the time in every single scenario. But it does take a lot of practice to get to the point where you can pull yourself out of a really negative time through practicing optimism and hopefulness. This is coming from someone who, this past semester, I failed a test really bad, like terribly. But the issue was, and what made it that much worse, was that I had prepared so much for this test. I had read, I had took my notes, did my annotations. I'm thinking, I'm about to ace this test. The confidence that I had going into it was not the confidence I had after I failed the test. What made it even worse was that as I was taking the test, the questions didn't get harder in my head. I'm thinking, I'm putting down every correct answer. I submit the test, it's a 56%. I closed that laptop, I jumped in my Twin XL, and I went right to sleep. The day was over. There was nothing else to be talked about, nothing else to be seen. I saw everything I needed to see. You told me I was dumb? Heard you. It was days like that where I let a small loss rob me of a productive day. Because at that time, one thing about me, if I don't do well academically in something, I'm gonna take a nap. I'm gonna take a nap real quick. Because I don't pay to be stressed. And honestly, I woke up from my day-long nap and I literally felt like my entire day was wasted. In hindsight, it's 2020. I understand now why I was so upset is because academic success was important to me. It still is important to me. So obviously, I'm gonna take that loss a little harder. I'm not just gonna take it by the chin. I'm gonna take it to heart and it's gonna make me feel a type of way. But as time progressed, I started to tell myself, well, if you know you did everything you could to pass the test and you just so happened not to do as good as you wanted to, what steps can we take to get you the grade you want to get? I ended up bringing my grade up to a B at the end of the semester after failing so many tests and so many assignments. And had you told me that I would have been able to do that before I took those giving up naps, I would have stayed awake. I wouldn't waste my days and lose sleep at night about things that ended up working themselves out. And yeah, a B is not an A, but a B is a B. Like, a B is pretty good, especially given all the losses I took in that class and being able to bring it back up to a B. That's something that I should commend myself for and not put myself down because, oh, you didn't get the A that you were striving for. Lacking inspiration and motivation can literally feel so disabling. And it can put you in a place where you feel like you'll never leave. And that's where maybe I could be of some help to y'all. When I first started podcasting in my senior year of high school, I was dealing with extreme feelings of insufficiency. And one of those outlets for me was podcasting. It was something that I thought to do myself. And no outside forces in my life really told me to podcast. It was just something that made me happy. So I did it. I remember I uploaded my first episode. It was titled 5 Ways to Live a Happier Life. And I listened back to it after it was uploaded for a few days, and I was so hypercritical of my voice, of the things I was saying, and overall, I just didn't like the episode, and I didn't want it up anymore, so I took it down. After that, I received a DM on Instagram from a young lady who had listened to my podcast, and I'll never forget this. She told me that the things that I said in that particular episode that I hated so much had helped her, and when I heard that, I was confused, but I was also very flattered because at that point, I hadn't thought or it hadn't dawned on me that maybe somebody could gain something from the things that I said. And this was a critical moment for me, and it played a really big role in my choice to continue podcasting. It made me realize that sometimes the inspiration that we need comes from the people that we inspire. We're going to take a really quick 1 minute break and come back with some things that you could practice to get inspired and also stay inspired. And as you listen in during our break, I urge you to practice some deep breathing, attempt to get relaxed, and remove any tension built up so that you can ground yourself in this moment. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Inspiring Young Minds podcast. Before we end today's episode, I want to share some of the ways to get inspired and also stay inspired when you feel like there's nowhere for you to really go, when you're feeling down, just all of that. So these are some things that I'm personally still trying to implement into my daily practices. Hopefully it's effective for you guys as well. So the first thing would be that I look to the people who I'm doing the things I do for, and knowing that if I put in the work to be successful, I'm not the only one who reaps benefits. You know, my family, my friends, the people who support me all gain something from me not giving up, and that's incentive for me to keep going. Another thing is I like to imagine the place that I want to be, and I daydream about it. When you place yourself in the position that you want to see yourself in, that could have a positive effect on like how you navigate getting to that place. I feel like it's a very optimistic way to view your life, and it definitely has been beneficial for me when it comes to trying to get myself out of a dark place or out of a low moment when I don't feel like I have a lot of motivation. This last piece of advice that I have is practiced by a lot of people in many different ways. Manifestation in the form of words of affirmation or prayer. If you believe in God, if you believe in a high deity, then oftentimes manifestation comes in the form of prayer by asking for guidance or praying for strength. Words of affirmation can look like telling yourself and believing that everything that's put in front of you is something that you can handle. I want to share a hadith that I learned a few years back about reliance and effort. And for those of you who aren't Muslim or might not be familiar with that term, a hadith is an account or a record of the teachings and the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And this particular hadith is about a man who left his camel without tying it. And when the Prophet asked him, "Why don't you tie down your camel?" he responds by saying, "Well, I put my trust in God." And the Prophet replies to him and he says, "Tie your camel first and then put your trust in God." In Islam, this idea of trusting God is something we call tawakkul. And while we are taught to trust the plans that are written for us, we're also taught that we need to meet God halfway, that things don't just come to us. We got to go out and seek them. Then and only then are we able to reach the things that are for us. If you think about it like this, we can't eat an orange without peeling it first, right? If you bite into an unpeeled orange and then complain that it's not good, the only response you'll get is, "Well, why didn't you peel the orange first?" Even the natural world around us is crafted for us to work to enjoy the things that we want, even if it's as simple as eating a piece of fruit. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Inspiring Young Minds podcast. If you'd like to be featured as one of our IYM spotlights like photographer Moon Wary, send us a message on the podcast Instagram stating your name, what you do, and what inspires you in your work. I hope this episode was insightful and inspiring. I'd love to hear your perspective on this topic, so head over to the podcast Instagram at IYM Podcast and tell us your thoughts under our post for this episode. You can follow me on Instagram at tima.aa, that's T-I-M-A.aa, and follow the podcast for updates. Thank you so much again, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. You're playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.